I said, when I can answer that question, when I know what I want to do when I grow up, I'll let you know. And this is well into my 30s, because I just didn't know. And again, I speak to people quite regularly. A lot of my mates, people I hang out with, they like their job, but they don't love it. And you usually say the same thing to them. It's like, it's not about going and reinventing the wheel. It's like, well, just helping them. Just get, what is it that you actually do enjoy? I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Ever had that thought? Maybe you've even thought about it recently. There's got to be more to life than this. There's got to be something else. I was reminded just this week, I got a call from a client I started working with back in, it was about 2019, I think. So a fair few years ago. We did a few years together. And he was saying, he just reminded me, he said that there was a post I'd done just about, you can probably still see a version of it at the top of my of most of my socials, definitely on Facebook, talking about how when I got to that point in my life where I was just drifting, I was directionless and I just didn't know really where I was going. And that was the sort of question I was asking myself. It's like there's got to be more to life than this, doesn't there? Like, I can just remember thinking, okay, I've seen my dad die at 66. I can see that my job's okay, but like, do I love it? Am I passionate about it? And I just remember thinking, wow, I could continue just doing this job or a version of it for another 20 or so years to retirement age. And then what if my fate's the same as my dad? I pass away at a young age, and that's life. Yeah, so I was just asking that question. And I know a lot of people around about that 40 to 50, maybe even into your 60s, like having that, or into your 50s up towards 60, or at some point in that time where you just think, man, there's got to be more than this. And I want to remind you that there absolutely is. There definitely is. And if you had that thought, that's a really great step, because to have that self-awareness that you want more from life is a really powerful motivator, because then you can actually do something about it. The first point of any change is self-awareness. And if you come to that point where you're just thinking, man, I want to mix things up, like I'm not getting satisfaction. It can sometimes happen when you've just had kids, because they can be quite exhausting in their first few years. And sometimes it can be as your kids start to grow up and then you suddenly see the light on the other side, because when you've got a couple of children under five, or maybe even just one child under five, then it's relentless. They're nearly fully dependent on you. And when you come out the other side, you can suddenly start asking different questions. And actually, sometimes that you can ask these questions for a lot of years. I know I did. Just got enough of a little kick from something in my career that kept me going, and then take 6 or 12 months for that to sort of fade away again, to come back again, where you suddenly think, man, I need to do something about it. There may be a little pay rise here or a little change here, just enough to sort of keep you interested. It's like little breadcrumbs and just keeps you going. I can remember that happening for years. I remember walking across the Pyrmont Bridge, going home from work, and just having that thought, going, man, I've hit this same spot again. I've hit this same pattern where I'm ready for something else. And I just can't keep doing this loop. I can't keep coming back to this same place. No matter what I get another pay rise, or this might have been after I hadn't got a very good pay. I can't exactly tell you. But they're all good questions to ask. And my advice to you guys is, if you're thinking about it, this is not a I'm just going to toss in my job and dive into something else sort of situation. To me, that just takes you to panic zone. It takes you to a place that's too uncomfortable. If you're that way inclined, you love taking a risk, go for your life. But from my experience, that's never worked. It's about building gradual change. And it starts with starting to bring more of that meaning to the job you're in, bringing more passion to the job you're in. And it often doesn't take a huge change. It's usually tweaking some things so you're actually realizing just how much value you bring to the table and doing more of it. In every job that I've had, and most people that I speak to, there's a big chunk of their job that is good, but there's all an equally big chunk of their job where you're like, nah, I have to do it, but it doesn't really give me any joy. And maybe you're in a job where you're not actually getting much joy, much passion, much purpose out of any of it. It doesn't mean you can't start bringing it to that role, because there's always an opportunity to do that. The first thing is, well, getting clear on what does good look like. I had a coaching session with someone just last week, and this is exactly what we were talking about. Well, where are you heading? What does the ideal job look like? And they found that challenging to answer, and you may find it just as challenging. There's a resource that I gave them that helped them get clarity, and I'll offer that to you too, so you can reach out to me, and I'll make sure that either myself or my assistant Josephine will send you a copy of that. Because what happens is, when you write these things down and you get them out of your head, you may not have full certainty, but you'll have certainty on what you do know. So that's the part that you start recording, and you do it in a structure so that you can actually allow your subconscious mind to start doing some sorting. So that's the first thing. You need to get clear on exactly what good looks like. I remember going to one of my executive bosses at one point, going, I need something different. I need some direction. Can you help me with where I'm heading? And he said, well, what do you want to do? And I went, yeah, that's a good question. Not sure I know. And he said, well, until you know that, then it's going to be hard for me to help you. Well, what I've since learned is that because I had so much trouble with that, because I had such little direction, that I've had to develop so many different skills to find direction, that that's one of my favorite things to do, is to help other people find direction, to help them get really clear on where they add value, help them get really clear on where they want to head, often by just focusing on where their value is, not narrowing it down to an industry, a department, a particular role, but here are the parts of whatever you do that you want to have a big part of it. Because it's valuable, you create value, you enjoy it, it's easy because it's just part of your normal makeup. And then that question of, isn't there more to life, that question starts to go away, because you're like, yeah, there is. I'm getting so much more satisfaction, so much more fulfillment out of bringing more of myself to the table. The challenge often is that it's a little bit of a gift versus curse situation, because sometimes our gift also presents some of our biggest challenges. Sometimes the thing that we do really, really well has us questioning ourselves as well. The downside is we can have this internal contradiction going, man, I'm good at this, but doesn't everyone do this? Like, we don't even see the value in it, and also it presents all these other challenges, and again, it's a lack of clarity. But the good part is, once you realize just how important that is and you really see the value in that thing that you just do so easily, you can start seeing that the curse is not a curse at all. And in fact, everything you've learned over the years to try and overcome this challenge becomes something you can then pay forward to other people. Like I mentioned before, not having any direction and drifting has been such a gift for me, because I've spent the last 15 years finding direction for myself and still finding it now. Like, I've been in business for over 10 years and I'm still finding direction. I'm still finding new elements to it, new depth to it. And that's part of what makes life interesting again. It gives it meaning, because it's not set in stone. It's not, I'm doing this for the rest of time. It's like, this is going to continue to evolve. And the same can be for you too. And so I've learned these different strategies and skills, because I just didn't have any of them. Didn't have direction. I remember saying to people, when I you know, when I grow up, this is what I'm going to do. I said, when I can answer that question, when I know what I want to do when I grow up, I'll let you know. And this is well into my 30s, because I just didn't know. And again, I speak to people quite regularly. A lot of my mates, people I hang out with, they like their job, but they don't love it. And you usually say the same thing to them. It's like, it's not about going and reinventing the wheel. It's like, well, just helping them. Just get, what is it that you actually do enjoy? Because as much as we limit our thoughts and we put limitations on what we think is possible, the reality is there are so many different options out there. Unless you live in a tiny little town with limited roles, but even then there's millions of jobs that you can do online. But if you're living in a bigger city, a bigger centre, there's so many more jobs than you think. And there's a really small percentage of roles that you're even aware exist. And the other thing is when you get clear on what you bring to the table, you can actually create a role for yourself. Work with a guy probably around that same time, actually maybe even longer, maybe 7-8 years ago. And he was in a role that didn't really suit his natural personality. He could do it. He got good at it because he'd been doing it for years. But when I helped him see where he actually shone, it's a customer service role, but he was more big picture. He was someone who'd love to stand out in front of an audience and tell people what was going on. He applied for a job and they were so taken by his confidence in his other ability, they created a hybrid role for him. So he literally created the job. He did the parts he needed to do and he got to thrive doing this whole new role that they saw value in because he was so confident in what he was sharing. And there's that opportunity for you too. So spend some time. Like I said, I can send you a document to help you start getting clear on where you're heading, and then spend some time, as I've mentioned to you before, getting clear on who you are, what you bring to the table, where your value lies. And if you get stuck, ask someone. And if you want to go into more depth, when I say ask someone close to you, someone you work with, family, friends. And if you get stuck and you need some more help, then reach out and I'll help you find that direction so you can start realizing every day that, wow, this life is so much better than I really expected it to be. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.